This is Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Later this year, people who live in Wisconsin will be eligible to apply for a permit to carry a concealed gun. Governor Scott Walker is poised to sign a new law tomorrow that will make the Badger State the 49th state in the country to allow citizens to carry concealed guns and other weapons. Neighboring Illinois will be the lone holdout. La Crosse County Sheriff Steve Helgeson has opposed the idea of allowing people to carry a concealed gun in the past, and UW La Crosse psychology professor Dr. Carol Oyster has taught firearm safety, studied women and guns, and supports the idea of concealed carry. Wisconsin Public Radio's John Davis asked them what they thought of the new law.
I believe that having a concealed carry law is a good thing. I have some reservations about the law as it has been passed. With Wisconsin now having concealed carry, there's only one state that does not have provisions for concealed carry. And given the history and how things have gone in other states, I don't think there was really any justification for our not having concealed carry. However, the analogy I like to use is you don't get a driver's license merely by taking a written exam. You have to take the driver's test. And I'm not particularly comfortable with the provision in this law that you don't have to have, as part of the training, hands-on work with a handgun.
There is some sort of safety provision, though, as part of the law, isn't there?
You have to have training, but it specifically states that that does not have to involve actually handling a handgun. And I'm uncomfortable with that. I think that's a very important part of the training.
Steve, I know in the past you've not been a big fan of the idea. Has that position changed?
Well, I understand the Second Amendment and the constitutional issue for carrying concealed weapons. Again, I guess my biggest concern is that it's done properly and it's done right and it's done safely, so that we don't decrease public safety by having a concealed carry provision. Right now, I think, as Carol mentioned, with the law as it stands right now, there are concerns for myself as well regarding proficiency, whether someone can show their proficiency. I mean, can they hit the broadside of a barn? If they're going to use the handgun, in law enforcement, we practice constantly making sure that we're proficient and that we know when to use the handgun and when not to use it. And I'm not sure that the public is going to be have that level of training that I think is important. Also, people need to know when they can use the gun and when they can't use it, when they can unholster it and point it at somebody, when they can't. We don't want people taking the law into their own hands. We encourage our own officers to be good witnesses and not to become involved unless it's going to result in a great bodily harm or serious injury to someone or loss of life. Our preference is that they just simply be good witnesses and wait till the law enforcement on duty that have the tools, have the communication, can arrive to deal with the matter. So, while I certainly understand the concealed carry, and as was mentioned, you know, we're the 49th state to have concealed carry, and I know it can be done relatively safe. I just hope that people, even if it's not the training, the additional training components aren't required, that at least they take the time to maybe educate themselves also to practice and know that they're going to be proficient should they ever use that handgun.
Carol, I know you were involved in firearms training at one time.
Yes.
Would you talk a little bit about what you did?
Well, I've worked as a hunter safety instructor, which really does not require that. The last day we did have a field day where the students used long arms, but that's very different than handguns. When I worked with a group where we taught handgun safety to women in the La Crosse area, and one of the areas where we talked a lot about is the safety and the responsibility required, in that I completely agree that if you're going to have a handgun, you must practice, you must know what you're doing, you must know the laws, and you must have good judgment about when and when not to use it. I also went through the concealed carry training that would have allowed me to carry in 20 states. I chose not to get a permit after having gone through that. But I was very pleased in that class that a great deal of time was spent on legal issues. And they said, you know, really, a lot of people should not. Even if you could get a permit, you probably shouldn't, because it is not a license to shoot anybody. There are certainly requirements that you have to be very careful and very responsible about the use of the weapon.
Does quality of training around the state really vary?
The training that's available is people who have concealed carry permits in other states can get licensed to do that training. And then the NRA also has classes. And right now I would say that there are not really any requirements that they be a particular way. So I don't think there's really a lot of consistency in the training. And I think that's something that I would have liked to have seen as part of the bill, that there be some requirements about the training. And again, going further than the training is now required to be.
Hunter safety is one of those training mechanisms under this law whereby you could get a permit.
I know, and I was very disappointed to see that.
Steve, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about enforcement of this law, because that's where your department is going to become involved. Do you see issues, problems popping up with enforcement?
Well, I think we treat suspects or persons that we encounter now, we are training teaches us to treat everyone as if they're armed. So, you know, I don't know that it's necessarily going to change how we handle calls or how we deal with calls. But, again, I'm concerned that people understand what they can and can't do if they are carrying concealed, and that they realize that there's potential civil liabilities should they use that firearm. You know, even under the H.R. 18, which is a federal act for retired law enforcement officers that could carry firearms concealed off-duty, one of the main drawbacks for that was should a retired law enforcement officer use that weapon and they were sued or had litigation filed against them, they could potentially lose everything they have just defending themselves, because the department that they retired from wouldn't be liable to defend them. So those are the kinds of things that I think people really need to be educated on, that that they know exactly what their liability issues are and what using that firearm could mean to them and to their families.
I know, for example, if a sheriff's deputy makes a traffic stop under this law, the sheriff's deputy will not be able to check the concealed carry registry to even see if the person they've stopped is carrying a concealed weapon on them. Does that cause some concern for police officers?
Well, I think it may. I mean, the premise is, though, is that the persons that are carrying concealed legally are going to be law-abiding citizens. Of course, we always have the non-law-abiding citizens and the criminals that carry, and they're not going to have a permit. So I think it does cause some concern, but at the same time, I think the premise is that the persons that will receive the permit are generally law-abiding and don't fit any criteria that would allow them not to carry a concealed weapon.
Concealed weapons would not be allowed in a lot of places. For example, law enforcement offices or offices related to the criminal justice system. School grounds, secure mental facilities, anything beyond an airport security checkpoint. Or if a business or government says, posts a sign saying, you know, we don't want guns in this building, you would not be allowed to bring one in. Are those reasonable exceptions?
Well, I think part of the law allows, for example, as I understand it, county government or city government to go ahead and pass an ordinance that would forbid weapons on their property or in their buildings. So I think that there are some opportunities for persons that aren't included in that to not allow weapons in their facilities. I think I heard on the news that the city of Madison was considering an ordinance that would make it almost opposite. You'd have to ask permission to carry anywhere in the city of Madison rather than a person's posting signs forbidding it. So I'm not sure where that's at. I'm not even sure if that's constitutional, but I know that this law is just passed and still trying to analyze what it means to everyone.
If the county board comes to you in a month or two and says, ask your advice, should we post a sign? What would your advice to them be?
They are government, you know, one side says it's important that we have open government, and we don't restrict people who can come. People are carrying their weapons in a constitutional manner. At the other hand, I know that there's a lot of concerns, that we've had very irate people regarding county matters, whether it's county board hearings or whether it's disputes in the treasurer's office and so forth. So I think that the county board ultimately will make that decision, but I think that they have to look at it very carefully.
Carol, are the building exceptions reasonable, do you think?
I think so. I think that, as the sheriff just said, a number of those situations are situations where people might be coming with a grudge or with, you know, extreme emotion, and not having a gun at that point in time is a really good idea.
But it would allow it in things like parks even taverns where disputes have been known to break out at a time or two. I know you're not supposed to be drinking if you have a concealed weapon, but, you know, a tavern and drinking usually go hand in hand as well. Could those have been exceptions in the law, do you think?
I suppose they could have been, yes. Again, if we've got a lot of data, we can look back at other states, and this has just simply hasn't been a problem other places.
From your perspective, it's not been a problem?
From what I've looked at and articles I've read, for the most part, it's being done safely in other states. And I think that's why it passed here in Wisconsin, is because their data does not show that it's significant as far as decreasing public safety.
This is Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio, La Crosse. We are talking about Wisconsin's new concealed carry law with La Crosse County Sheriff Steve Helgeson and UW La Crosse psychology professor Dr. Carol Oyster, who has an interest related to guns and women and has done training in the past on firearms. Carol, you're a psychology professor. What is the mindset of people who are either frightened by the idea that somebody's walking around with a concealed weapon? And conversely, what's the mindset of somebody who feels they need a concealed weapon on them?
Well, let's start with the people who feel they need a concealed weapon. It's a question of feeling very vulnerable, of feeling not safe, knowing that should you need to, in the direst of circumstances, defend yourself, you could, in fact, do that. And that there's a lot to be said for that, because particularly women, for example, who are out in places where help is not readily available, that's a situation that's going to make them feel better. I think that people who are afraid of guns often have had no experience with firearms, and they see them as almost having animation, almost being able to do something by themselves. And a firearm is a tool. It's like a screwdriver. It depends, or a golf club. It depends on how it's being used, by whom it's being used. And one of the things that we found in the courses for women is some of the women came in because their husbands asked them to. And I've seen women actually trembling before they picked up a firearm. But after we talked to them about the safety aspects and specifically said, don't do this. If you don't want to do this, if you don't want to carry a gun, doesn't matter what your husband says, don't do it. A lot of them, once they realized that this was something they could control, that it simply was a tool, they became a lot more relaxed about doing it.
Steve, do you expect that you're going to have to respond to a lot of complaints about somebody having a concealed weapon in a place that is posted? Or just in general, is this going to tie up the hands of police a lot?
You know, we don't have a history here in Wisconsin as to how many people are going to apply for the permit, and then once they have the permit, I would expect that after the beginning, a significant number probably won't carry concealed on a regular basis. You know, and it depends on how concealed they carry. We do have open carry in Wisconsin right now where people can carry their firearms that aren't concealed. We don't receive a lot of calls on that. We have occasionally received calls of concern, but that can be done legally right now anyway. A person can carry a loaded firearm, handgun in a holster that's not concealed, and that's been legal for some time. So I don't really expect it to be a big uptick in the number of calls we receive, although I think that there certainly will be some calls.
21 is the age where people could carry concealed weapons. Is that a reasonable age, do you think?
I'm not really sure about that, because we allow people to enlist in the military at 18, and they're certainly carrying weapons and having to deal with the same kind of decisions. In fact, maybe direr decisions than civilians would have to have. Personally, I don't think that 21 is a bad idea, because we know that decision-making facilities in the brain really don't mature until about 24. So there's not a whole lot of difference between 18 and 21, but at least 21 is getting closer to the point where people could make mature, wise, safe decisions.
Would this be a better national issue to bring uniformity to training and everything else that's involved in it?
I personally think it absolutely would, because the problem with having states' laws is they're so different from each other. And you may be doing, let's say you're driving across the country and you are handling your weapon in exactly the way that's legal in your state, and it's not in the state next door. So it certainly would make it easier, I think, for for the law enforcement also to know that there is a set code and that everybody has to follow it. I mean, of course, you'll always have people who won't follow it. And those are the people that we have to be worried about and law enforcement has to be worried about. But I think it makes people end up being criminals in one state where they are doing what they absolutely think is legal and law-abiding in their own state.
I think it makes sense also. I think that to have uniform training and uniform laws that people know exactly what's expected of them would be helpful. I do think that with 49 states and 49 different sets of laws regarding this, and as mobile as our society is with people moving from state to state, even on a daily basis, especially for us living in the tri-state area here, I think it would be helpful to have uniform laws.
Steve, what is your understanding of your department's involvement in this issue?
I don't believe we have an involvement. The permitting is going to be done through the Department of Justice, as well as the criminal checks, the criminal background checks, and the training is not going to be handled by law enforcement. And so I don't believe we really have an active role in this.
Carol, you've kind of touched on this in previous answers, but I'm wondering if you could describe some of the research that you've done about women and guns in particular.
It's an interesting area because it's a little hard to get data because a lot of people don't, particularly women, don't talk about their involvement with firearms because there are all these stereotypes about people who do use firearms, again, particularly women. We know that a lot of women do have firearms. We know that a lot of women have carried firearms illegally. At one point, I was the research director for a magazine called Women and Guns, and for years they had done a readership survey, and they had asked the hypothetical question, if you were going into a situation where you believed you might be in danger, would you illegally carry a firearm? And 85% of the respondents said yes. And when I signed on, I said, well, hypotheticals are interesting, but I think it would be better to know if it's really ever happened. And it turned out that 80% said yes, they in fact had carried illegally because they felt that the benefits of carrying and possibly being able to defend themselves outweighed any risks that they might take, even in getting arrested because they were carrying illegally. I think, though, that one of the things that we haven't touched on here is the fact that in other states, even though they have the ability to conceal carry, no single state has gone above 10% of the eligible people applying for concealed carry permits. So I don't think we're talking about huge numbers in terms of this. But I suspect that there will be more women who will, in fact, you know, women who have to be driving in rural areas or women who, because of their jobs, have to be out late at night and they may not be able to carry in the premises of their place of employment, but they will be able to have a gun in the car loaded, which up to now has not been legal.
What does it mean to carry a concealed weapon in Wisconsin? Are there restrictions on the way you can handle weapons?
I think that probably the area that's going to concern people the most is, and some of the same issues with open carry, is that while someone's carrying has an open carry or concealed carry, there's places it's not permitted. Maybe for example, a store isn't permitting it. So in the parking lot, the person is out there and safely or unsafely unloading their gun, placing it in the trunk. When people see someone handling a handgun in a parking lot, I think that's going to cause concern. At the same time, it's necessary. You don't want, you know, it's, the loading and unloading is important, but the law specifically forbids anybody being charged with disorderly conduct for doing that in a public place. It's necessary, but I think that persons that aren't familiar with guns and are concerned about guns, that could cause some additional concerns.
In fact, in most of the states, concealed carry, by definition, someone looking at you cannot tell whether or not you are armed. And in fact, if you have a shoulder holster and you accidentally show it, then suddenly, you know, you become you've committed a crime at that point. One of my concerns about concealed carry for women, in particular, is how you carry it, because a lot of the holsters that are appropriate for men just simply don't work anatomically on women. And in the past, the research has shown that women who are carrying will sometimes put them in their purses, or we'll put them in pockets, and that's really not safe. There are organizations and companies, I'm sure they will start appearing in Wisconsin, that make specifically handbags, purses, that have a safe compartment where you can put the gun, or briefcases. But it can't be visible to anybody else, at least that's the way the laws have been in other places. And I think it becomes an issue of safely carrying that weapon.
Do you have a sense for who will be using this law?
I think people who believe they have a right to carry the gun, also people who have concerns about their safety. I don't think a lot of people are going to do this because it just hasn't been the pattern in the past. But I don't think it's going to be more women, certainly. To be honest, in the past I've known a lot of men who have been carrying illegally, and this will now make them legal.
I think an example is law enforcement. For myself, I think I've been in law enforcement about 27 years. I don't carry concealed, and I have the right to carry concealed as a certified law enforcement officer. And I think the majority of, on a day-to-day basis, the majority of law enforcement officers on the western side of Wisconsin don't carry concealed off-duty. But some do. And I think it's going to be the same with the general population, even though they have the right to do it. I think it's a relatively small number of persons that, on a day-to-day basis, even those that may have a permit, I don't think that they're regularly going to be carrying. But the other issue with this, too, that concerns me is goes along with the training is making sure that when those firearms are stored at home is that the children can't get into those firearms, that they're stored safely and unloaded. And I hope that the persons that do choose to carry concealed that do have children in their home are very aware of the dangers of doing that.
You don't think reality is really going to match the rhetoric we hear on this?
I think that the rhetoric has been misplaced for quite a while. I mean, I think when we were first beginning to have the issue of concealed carry and nobody knew what was going to happen, that was, you know, both sides had some important things to say. And I think, you know, the Supreme Court in 2008, the Heller decision, said that it's an individual right to own and have firearms. But I think that, you know, the dangers, the rhetoric about the dangers and how many people are going to be killed and we're going to be armpit deep in corpses has clearly been shown not to be the case. And I think that if you have reasonable people paying attention to the laws and being trained appropriately, there really is no danger. And in fact, there are a number of cases where in states where someone has concealed carry, they've been able to intervene in a situation. There have been school shootings where a principal had a handgun in the car and was able to go get it and stop things. So there will probably be some incidents of that. There will be incidents where people misuse this, but the number of people who have had their concealed carry permits taken away from them has been very, very small compared to the percentage of people that have them.
I think along the same lines, if we were one of the first states to be enacting this, I'd be very concerned. To me, it would seem that there'd be a lot more issues with concealed carry. It'd be a lot more dangerous, but we're the 49th state, and so this isn't new territory. The other states have done it, and it's being done relatively safely, and so I'm not as concerned as I would have been. You know, it seems to me that it would be dangerous, but 48 other states were the 49th have shown that it can be done safely.
Steve Helgeson is La Crosse County's sheriff. Dr. Carol Oyster is a psychology professor at UW-La Crosse. They debated the merits of a new concealed carry law set to be signed tomorrow by Governor Scott Walker. They spoke with Wisconsin Public Radio's John Davis. People will be allowed to carry concealed guns with a permit in about 4 months. Coming up in the next half hour, low-income homeowners in jeopardy of losing their home to foreclosure are being asked to apply for a lottery that could get them some financial help to save their home. You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCullum. To hear this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse.